All right, it's almost 9 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Time for Musical Musers, brought to us by Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm and the good folks at Globe Life. Go to globelifep1.com, see what they can do for you. I'm your host this week, our first Musical Muser installment post-vacation, and we're going to talk about the biggest name in music, Taylor Swift. Now, George, you have an inside source that believes, as we were talking about a while ago, I can't believe she and Travis Kelce are still together. You have an inside source that thinks they're close to being engaged?
That's what I hear from the woman who lives in my house. She swears, yeah, by Christmas they will be engaged.
So they started dating about a year ago? Was it before the football season or right during the start of the football season?
I think right before the football season, but if we're wrong, we will get 50 emails that shout us down within 5 minutes.
And where do they meet? Like, how did they meet?
Concert, Kansas City?
Or was it some awards ceremony? Was it like in the...
I want to say the reports I heard was it was around June of last year, and she was going to play in Kansas City, and he like threw it out there that he wanted to meet her.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
okay.
he basically shot his shot. Stop. Is what he did, and it worked.
It worked for him.
Yeah.
So yeah, they've been together about a year now, and I just can't. They just don't seem. Who knows? We're not on the inside there.
Right. But they just seem happy. They
don't seem right for each other, but who knows?
By the way, this is the song with her and Post Malone, my friend.
That you didn't recognize.
That I didn't
nice upbeat number.
Okay.
Mm. When does it kick in?
I think on this most recent record of hers, I think this is the best song.
This is.
And I've heard all 30 some odd tracks.
Well, speaking of that record, since it was so wildly successful, it's brought up the conversation, who has been the biggest pop act, the biggest musical act of all time? And the New York Times did something really interesting recently. It's extremely long. We don't have time to go through all of the numbers and comparisons.
Fernando would always give me New York Times stories, and I go, can you get another paper like USA Today that writes it in about 30 words? I get the feel.
But they ask, is Taylor Swift as big as the Beatles or Michael Jackson or Beyonce? Well, they crunch the numbers. And they talked about that new album, which has, I think it was 34 songs.
Yeah.
And because of the way songs are measured by Billboard these days, it's, you know, not records sold, it's songs, number of times they've been streamed or purchased online. All 34 of those songs on that album charted. Think about that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Like when a rock band or a pop artist would release an album, maybe three of the songs would chart if they were lucky.
Right.
And they would kind of identify those as the singles they wanted the radio stations to play. Now it's just what off your current release is going to be streamed the most. And all of her songs charted.
Yeah, because her fans listen to every one of them probably 15 times in the first 24 hours.
Yeah.
And she has a lot of fans.
Yeah.
Just don't say it.
I know. I'm refraining from being a person in this world right now that has its own mind. So
okay. This is a safe space.
Share opinions.
If you have any hot Taylor Swift opinions, feel free to share.
Total safe space, right?
Yep.
And I don't know enough about her to have a really strong opinion about this. But doesn't it seem like part of this is more of just a phenomenon as well as her as a musical artist? It's also a cultural fun thing to be a fan of hers, to go to shows, to whatever she represents to you. It's not just about the incredible musical innovation that she's doing on every one of these tunes.
Yeah, but you could say the same thing for the Beatles, though, or the Rolling Stones. Once they got you, then you...
Once they hit a certain level.
Sure.
I would say yes on the Stones. I don't know that I'd say the exact same about the Beatles because they
Beatles
had such
are the
a
kind of their own animal.
Short career.
Yeah.
Madonna, same thing. Any of these acts that get larger than life.
Yeah.
Part of it is just dressing
at
like
some
the
point,
artist.
The machine has its own momentum.
But it's amazing, like when we were at Summer Chill, this is a song Davey did, and the first four notes, everybody
went crazy. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary.
Which I do kind of love the fact that we still have at least some artists like Taylor Swift that we kind of like because everyone likes them. It's our one shared water cooler, you know, we're in a time when so much is fragmented that we don't have songs we can all sing at the same time together, regardless of generation and gender and all.
Yeah, and the everything. Fact that she's able to do this now where everything is, where music is so fragmented, there's so many different genres and there's so many different ways to listen to music now. I almost think it's more difficult to do what she's doing now than it was 60 years ago.
But if she started now, I don't think she would be this big. I think that she did kind of start at the tail end of a time where culture was more unified.
Yeah.
She's been famous for a long time now.
Yeah, since she was a teenager.
And that's what this article points out that is so rare about her compared to really any other musical sensation or pop sensation or act that we've ever seen. She's almost two decades into her career, and she's peaking.
Yeah.
Where all of these other acts, the Beatles peaked really early. All of their hits were in their, you know, the great majority of their number one singles were in their first couple of years, and then it went down from there, where all of her hit singles are now. Like, her chart is going up. The arrow just keeps going up and up and up. And, you know, Madonna, any one of these, they peak really early, and then some of them hang on for a little while, but not like their first 5 years.
And I give her a lot of credit on this. A lot of it's been reinvention. I mean, it's
she's had different eras.
Yeah. And she was a teenage country star to start off with, and then she's evolved from that.
They talk about how stacked her resume has gotten. That album that was released in the spring, I guess it was, sold 2.6 million copies the opening week, and it got her eighth Billboard number one album since 2020. At the Grammys, she became the first artist to win Album of the Year for a fourth time. That broke a tie with Sinatra, Stevie Wonder, and Paul Simon. Her Swift Eras tour has been the biggest tour in the history of music, and it's coming back to the United States in October after being abroad for, you know, most of this year. But she's going to come back around. I don't know if she's coming back around through the Metroplex.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not sure if she is or not. But they compare her, you know, singles versus the Beatles. And they talk about how she is still producing 20 years into her career, more hit singles, and the Beatles were gone after 10 years. And she's still churning them out. They talk about album sales, how she compares to Michael Jackson at his peak, and she's kind of blown away those numbers. And they talk about just pop culture influence and how she compares to Britney Spears or Madonna, and how her arc is very different, and that she just keeps growing and growing and growing, where Britney and Madonna peaked early and then tried to hang on. And Madonna's done a pretty decent job. She's had a couple of different incarnations and stretches.
Talk to George
popularity.
About how well Madonna's doing now.
But this deep into her career, Madonna was not peaking the way Taylor Swift is peaking.
Right.
It's just, Taylor Swift is something the likes of which we've never seen.
She really is, yeah. And some people understand it more than others.
That is true.
I've always liked her, I'm amazed she's been able to do this.
I understand part of it.
Yeah.
But I'm learning, so...
Yeah. Well, I think she's just, I don't know, it's...
In case you're just joining us, welcome to Tiptoeville. We are the Musers. We are your show of record.
Yeah, because I listened to all 34 tracks or whatever it was. And even the Taylor Swift fan who thinks everything she does is great agreed.
Yeah.
It wasn't as dynamic as some of her other records. But I've heard the very faithful think this is just maybe her
greatest
Pet
work.
Sounds or something.
Okay.
Yeah. And maybe I should, you know, listen to all 34 again. A lot of them sounded the same to me, but yeah.
It's but incredible. Once again.
As we tiptoe through it, because we're still going to get hammered on this. There's only 33 songs. You know, whatever.
Right. That invalidates everything we said. Yes. I got the number wrong. Okay.
The majority of what we said the last 10 minutes, I tip my cap to her. It's unprecedented, as Junior just outlined.
They also talk about the money she is making and just what she is grossing on this tour. Per show, $17 million. Per show. The next biggest that they could find ever was Beyonce. The tour last year, her Renaissance tour, was $10 million a show. Swift is almost doubling up that. And then when you look at Madonna's biggest show, it was $6.9 million gross per show. That was back in her Sticky and Sweet tour. The Springsteen tour last year with the E Street Band was grossing $5 million per show. Swift is grossing $17 million per show.
Yeah.
But she's so good at it that even Kat, who is our program director and a metal fan, went to it and said it was incredible.
Yeah.
Now, how many artists can do that? I would say one.
Yeah, there are very few. Very, very few.
Turn it up.
I think this song's really catchy. What are you doubting about this?
Once again, I'm not doubting anything, and I acknowledge
disrespect.
Let me see. Let me compare this to Gordon Keith records.
I know. You can always do that, and that's always a way to win. You always win. So
I think the way we should sum up this segment is that the three of us support everything.
Yes, we support everything, and
mainly,
you, dear listener, whatever it is that you think about everything, we think all those exact same things.
Mainly, we support Taylor Swift.
Those are all the right things.
Yes.